Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It is a beautiful day. The Golf Club around the world online at radiogolfclub.com and, of course, in Hawaii on all of our beautiful islands. Our guest this morning, Dave Andrews, author of Pops and Sunshine. He's an avid DuraMed Futures Tour fan and supporter, and he follows the tour. He caddies on tour. We have two from Hawaii on the DuraMed Futures Tour, Mari Chun and Lehua Wise. Right now, they are not in the top 10. The top five get their LPGA Tour card outright, and the next five in the top 10 money list, they're going to get they get to play. But Dave Andrews is going to explain that and so much more. Also with us this morning, Travis Jerger, head professional at Ko'olina Golf Course. You know, it is Patriot Golf Day today and all weekend long. And what they're doing is Folds of Honor is an organization that is raising money. And the money is used to help the spouse and the children of a wounded or a fallen hero in whatever theater that they happen to be in. Of course, our concentration right now is Iraq and Afghanistan. They help the spouse get an education. The children go to college. 85% of the military dependents are not qualified for VA benefits, educational benefits. So this is where they're trying to fill that gap. And today, when you go play golf at most of the courses on Oahu and around the state, on the Big Island, on Kauai, on Maui, on Lanai, Molokai, are we still playing golf on Molokai? I certainly hope so. We need to check in on about that. Kula Kauai. If you dollar, $5, all that money goes to the Sunday. To date, they've raised over $5 million. And it started back in 07. We'll be listening to I talked to Dan Rooney. It was his idea way back then, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up later this morning. Also, Matt Janella, the senior travel writer for Golf Digest. Where is Matty G? We'll be talking with him about what's coming up in his world, where he's been, what's he doing, and some of the golf courses he's played. The Golf Club is brought to you by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, foot patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. And Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you're hurt in a workman's comp situation or a motor vehicle accident or recovering from surgery, on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority, Moon Physical Therapy. Therapy that achieves results. Speaking of results, wow, Michelle Wee. Yeah. Two holes in one on the LPGA Tour, and now two victories on the LPGA in Canada and in Mexico was her first. Can't wait for her to win in the U.S. You know, she was talking on the LPGA site. You can listen to her entire interview that she has there. But she played against G.I. Shin in all four rounds when she won in Canada. And truly amazing, CN Canadian Women's Open last weekend. G.I. is one of the, you know, toughest minds on the tour. And it's a very unusual situation, but of course she shot a 65. Saturday, though, with the mosquitoes and everything that was going on, she didn't have that great of a day. And she gave up her lead. She had a three-shot lead. She gave it up, but she won it back on Sunday. And she was talking about, you know, all the things that happen in life, the things that she's gone through since her first victory at 11, being the youngest to qualify for the U.S. Women's Amateur. And she said that she changed her way of thinking about the game. She decided that she had to make having fun the number one priority and play as hard as you can. I mean, give it all you got, you know, when you're out there. And then accept the results that come, because that's what happens, right? You can't expect anything else after that, and just take it. She was also asked in this interview a very good question. When there are the down times, what do you do? You know, you've got your people, your inner circle, the people who love you and care for you, who tell you that you are good enough. You know, how do you get through the hard times when things aren't going right, when things seem to be such a struggle? And this is what Michelle Wee had to say.
Yeah, you know, I think that when you do go through a hard time, the worst part about it is not really the suffering part, but it's the part that it seems like it's not going to get any better, but it does. You know, I just have to realize that, you know, things go up and down, and, you know, when it's up, it's up, when it's down, it's down. And this is all the part of the journey, it just all can't be up. So, you know, just kind of go out there and, you know, realizing that you do have a great people, you do have people that always support you and care about you no matter what. And, you know, I think that, and, you know, going to school really helped me with that as well, too, because I had a, you know, I had a separate life. I, you know, got my education. I'm getting my education. I have, you know, my group of friends that don't even know, like, what a golf tee is. So they don't care if I play well or not. So it's great.
And that's exactly right. You know, it's important to have that balance in life. That's what everybody talks about. When you're young, play all the sports before you make a decision to commit. Let your kid explore all the avenues. Don't force them down one. Make sure that they love the game and they're committed because they love it. And I think that's just life in general, right? So, Dave Andrews, welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show.
Hi, Danielle.
How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Hurricane Earl was spared us here in the Northeast overnight, so it's cleared up nicely here in New England and New York State, and a beautiful sunny day today.
Are you at the final event, this final moment in the Duramed Futures Tour, where the women, the Price, is it Price Cooper, Price Chopper Tour Championship?
Yes, in Albany, New York. They're teeing off right now in the second round. The leaders go out in about an hour or so. And this is the big event of the year for the players on the Duramed Futures Tour. It all comes down to this event, and as you know very well, the top five money earners for the season will earn their full status LPGA cards for next year, and the next five, numbers 6 through 10, will earn partial status. So that's what all the top contenders are competing for today, and it's a real tight race. There's probably, oh, there's 12 players, theoretically, that could finish in the top five, and there's probably 20 that could finish in the top 10, depending on how they do this week and who wins and who comes in second, and it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. I see that Jenny Shin is in the lead right now, and is she at the top of the leader, or rather, you know, I always say leaderboard, is she at the top of the money list?
No, right now she's ranked number 5, and so if she hangs on and wins this tournament, she is the leader with a one-stroke lead going into the second round. She's only 17 years old, by the way. She doesn't turn 18 until next month. But if she wins this tournament this week, that'll move her up, I think, to third place. And even if she does finish second or third, she's virtually certain of getting her full card for next year. So she's in very good shape right now.
Wow, okay, so another person who is at the top of the leaderboard, who is also in the top money list, is Pornanong Fatlam.
Pornanong Fatlam.
Fatlam.
Yeah, she's from Thailand. She's a sweetheart. She's a little thing. You wouldn't think she'd be big enough to hit it 200 yards, but she's a player. And she's currently in ninth place on the money list. So, and she's right now, she's 3 shots off the lead after the first round in this tournament. And with a first or second place, it all depends on who does what, of course. You know, it'll shake down, you know, depending on who comes in third and fourth and that sort of thing. But Pornanong could move up into the top 5 with a first or second place finish this weekend. So there's several players out there who are grinding it out. Jarena Mendoza, she was on the Big Break show. You probably
yes.
saw her on television. She's currently in third place, and she's hanging on, but there's, you know, only a matter of several thousand dollars to separate, like, the third place from the, seventh or eighth place. So they all have to try to do as well as they can this week. There are two players on the top, in the top five, Cindy LaCrosse from Tampa, Florida, and Christine Song from, I believe she's from Fullerton, California. They're ranked numbers one and two, and they're guaranteed of their top five finish. Nobody could surpass them to move them out of the top five this week. So
even though Christine Song right now is tied for 77th or 79th?
Yeah, yeah, because on the money list, she has such a commanding lead that the way it breaks down mathematically, no one could move her, jump ahead of her, and knock her down four spots into sixth place, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do, absolutely. So it's interesting to see her tied for 79th right now after shooting 73-72. She's already finished her day today. You know, usually when you feel comfortable, you go out and you play great, right, because there's no stress.
Yeah. Well, she has nothing to worry about. She and Cindy LaCrosse have such a big I think Cindy LaCrosse has already won 77,000, and Christine has won, I believe, 64,000 or something like that. And third place is only 53,000. So there's nobody that could surpass them, the top two players for the top five spots on the money list.
Okay.
So they'll be celebrating Sunday afternoon up on the podium when they present the 2011 LPGA cards to the top five and top ten finishers on the money list this season on the Duramed Futures Tour.
Well, Cindy LaCrosse is tied for 10th shot at 69, and we have Tiffany Joe, Angela O, Jennifer Song, all names we've heard before. They're fighting for it right now. They're battling for it, and tied for 10th, tied for 21st, and really in the mix, all shot at 69-70 and going out today. It's huge to be able to make that leap from the Duramed to the LPGA. The opportunities are tenfold, if not more.
Oh, it's absolutely. That's exactly why they're all playing on the Futures Tour, for those top five spots at the end of the season. And because, you know, we know that the number of events on the LPGA are down, you know, dramatically, and to get to the top five, that ensures them of getting in all the full field events for next year. And that's why it's so important to make the top five. The number 6 through 10 finishers will have LPGA status, but it's a limited status, and they'll be lucky if they get into two or three events next season, because they won't have the priority status, the ranking that the 1 through 5 finishers will have. So it's quite a big difference, numbers 1 through 5 versus 6 through 10, in terms of their potential to play on the LPGA next season.
And, we have Ayaka Kaneko, Mari Chun, and Lehua Wise, all who've got Hawaii roots playing on the Duramed Futures Tour. We need to take a break. We'll be right back to talk more about them and more Pops and Sunshine. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, You help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Dave Andrews, author of Pops and Sunshine. It's a novel and a screenplay. Anybody listening who would like to make that into a movie? It would really make a really good movie. I think the LPGA should come out. The foundation should support it and make a movie and promote the LPGA and the Duramed Futures Tour. I think it would be a great movie. It's a great book, by the way, Dave. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Danielle. I'd love to see the movie get produced and by Hollywood. As you know, I'm a big fan of women's professional golf, and I've met so many of the young, great players on the Duramed Futures Tour and watched them go on to qualify and play on the LPGA. I just admire them, and it's getting to know many of those players and watching them play is what inspired me to write the novel and screenplay, and I just love for it to help promote women's golf if I can get the book out there commercially and the screenplay produced in Hollywood. I think it'd make a great movie, but that, of course, that's my opinion.
I mean, yeah. We have Lehua Wise from Kauai and Ayaka Kaneko. She was here on Oahu, played out of Wailai Country Club, and Mari Chun, Pearl Country Club. All of them are there at the Duramed Futures Tour. And by the way, you know, on my website it says it's the Price Chopper Tour Championship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I always think
Price Cooper, but it says Chopper. So I'm.
It's some sort of a discount store, I believe. To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure, but they're the title sponsor. It's a local store in the Albany area.
Oh, great! Well, you know, I think more sponsors need to be recognized. The fact that the Nationwide Bank is pulling their sponsorship from the PGA's version of the Duramed, you know, it's a shame. After 2012, it's not going to be known as the Nationwide Tour. They're going to be helping them find a sponsor. But it's so important that we give all of these people who step up and promote an event the right kind of thank you.
Absolutely.
I thought that was very cool. Michelle Wee, when she thanked everybody when she got to the podium and she accepted her trophy at the CN Canadian Women's Open. She said thank you to CN for hosting, to Golf Canada, thank you to the volunteers, thank you to the fans. You guys are spectacular. Thank you. So, I mean, it's really important, and we don't do that enough. So it's Price Chopper Tour Championship presented by SEFCU, all making this possible for our three kids, young ladies, to be. Have you had a chance? You've caddied for.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to meet Mari or Lehua or Ayaka?
Yes. Oh, I've met Lehua several times. In fact, we say hi to each other when we see each other now. We know each other, you know, somewhat, and I've never caddied for her. The other is Maya Kanaka. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Ayaka Kaneko.
Kaneko. She's a rookie, I believe. I met her here in Concord, New Hampshire, when they played their event in Concord about a month ago. And in fact, I knew the caddy that was caddying for her. That's how I happened to meet her. Great young girl. And she, unfortunately, during that event, she was playing, and then after the first round, and she was getting into her car, and the rear latch on her SUV came down and hit her on the head.
Ow.
And gave her a concussion, and she had to withdraw from the event. But she's okay, but it was just kind of a freak thing that happened. I think her mother was shutting the tailgate and hit her on the top of the head, and so she had to withdraw from that event. But she's, you know, that's just a strange incident. But she's back out playing, and I think she was shot pretty well yesterday in the first round out in Albany, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she's doing okay. I think she shot a 70. You know, not it's hard. I mean, the scores are so low.
Yeah. And Lehua is a wonderful girl, very beautiful young lady, and a good golfer. She's been playing pretty steadily this year. I don't know exactly where she is on the money list, but she's had some real good events, had some very good rounds, and she's coming on. I think she has potential.
Yeah.
And it's a great young lady, I know that.
And Mari Chun, too. I believe this is her first year as well, or second year on the DuraMed, and working towards going to Q School. Now, one of the things that happens for the top 10 finishers in the money list, don't they get some benefits going to the Q School?
Yes. In fact, the top numbers 6 through 10, 6 through 15, excuse me, get automatic entry into the finals of the LPGA Q School, which is in the first week in December, or maybe I think it's the second week of December this year, down in Daytona Beach. So they don't have to go through the qualifying process. There's two sectionals. One's coming up in about 2 weeks out in California, and then there's another one after that in Florida. And you have to, if you don't have status, you have to qualify to make it to the finals. But if you finish in the top 15 on the DuraMed Futures Tour, you automatically get into the final stage, which is good. And so making 20 players, for about usually about 18 to 20 players from that tournament get their full status on the LPGA for next year as well. So that's the second way that players on the DuraMed Futures Tour have of making it to the LPGA for next year.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of pressure off, knowing that you just get to go straight into the final event of Q School rather than having to qualify to get into the final. You know, it's a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of travel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stephanie Connolly and Charlotte Mayorkas, two women who are in that conditional status on the LPGA Tour. It doesn't change a lot when you go from the DuraMed. It's not like you go from the DuraMed Futures Tour and then all of a sudden you're in a private jet traveling around the world in the LPGA.
Only the top 30, 40 players on the LPGA make, you know, what most would call big money. And it's very competitive. And if you're just hanging in there, making some cuts and making, you know, finishing low in tournaments every week, you're not, even on the LPGA, you're not getting rich. It's, the money in the women's game is just not what it is compared to the men's game. And if you're ranked like 70th, 80th, 90th, 100th on the LPGA, you know, that means you've probably made about, for the season, you've probably made $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in that neighborhood. But if you take away all the expenses it costs to travel, it takes to travel to all those locations, that eats into your winnings very quickly. So it's tough. It's tough making a living on the LPGA. You have to be one of the top 30 or 40 players in the world or at least on the LPGA to make good money and get good sponsors and endorsement contracts with companies and that sort of thing. That's where the real nice money comes. But, you know, that's what they're all shooting for, is trying to be one of the best in the world, and that's when they can fulfill their dream, is to make it big in women's pro golf. And it's fun watching them all, especially on the Futures Tour, year after year, just grinding it out. And it's fun to see the ones that reach their dreams and to follow them and root for them whenever you see them on TV or see them in person at events. And because you know what they've been through, they put in a lot of sweat and a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of tears to reach their dream. And it's very, very rewarding for them.
Yeah, Lorena Ochoa and Christy Kerr are just two names that come to mind. They started on the DuraMed and busted out into the LPGA and... ranked number one for a long time for Ochoa, for Christy Kerr. It's been a battle on the LPGA for number one in the world. It's like one minute it's it's Ai Miyazato, and the next minute it's Christy Kerr, and then it's Yanni Tseng, and it's a real, it's exciting, good competition.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to watch them, and Paula Creamer put in a very gutsy performance winning the U.S. Women's Open this year. Just coming off of her wrist surgery. I think it was her first or maybe her second tournament back, and she was playing in pain, and she won handily that tournament. It was quite a performance, something that the LPGA needed to help promote itself, because she's got a big following, of course, and people love to watch her play and do well.
I'd like to talk to you about your book a bit, and we need to take another break, but a shout-out to Carling Coughing. Congratulations. It's good to see you playing. And Elizabeth and Sassy Golf supporting her. It's great to see the support that all of the people in the business are giving these young women who are working so hard to achieve their dreams. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Dave Andrews. He wrote Pops and Sunshine. Got a really great event coming up, Dave. And I wish that folks around the world would call in to win, because you just have to get to Hawaii, and there's some good rates right now to fly over here. And from Oahu, and for folks who are living on the neighbor islands, on Oahu or the Big Island, or if you're on Maui, you can still qualify for this contest. You know, you'll still get the Mokulele, Go Mokulele coupons that'll take you around the state. And what we're doing is qualifying people for the Aloha Team Classic Golf Club Radio Show contest that gives you a trip to Maui, October 16th to the 21st, for the Aloha Team Classic fundraiser. And this includes gals Angela German, Anna Grisabian, and Kim Welsh. They'll be here in Hawaii playing on Maui to raise money for the charities that benefit youth on Maui. So if
That's
you would
wonderful.
Like... Isn't that great? So
yes.
If you would like to qualify, because we're going to draw the winner next weekend on the 11th, it's a round-trip ticket for two on Go Mokulele, five nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores for two, a rental car for 6 days from Hertz, a round of golf for two at Ka'anapali Kai or Royal, and two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic, the 2010 Sunset Reception, and two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 Dinner Finale. And then you get a discount if you sign up to be in the Aloha Team Classic. And if you can't do the full classic is actually three events. It's one on the plantation course, one on the bay course at Kapalua, and one on the Ka'anapali Royal course. So it's a lot of fun. It's $1,400 to enter, but you get all of that plus clinics with these wonderful women from the LPGA. So if you can only do one day, you can still do that too, and you need to get in touch with AlohaTeamClassic.org. But let's get our qualifier. First qualifier this morning, you need to call 808-296-5467. If you are the 18th caller, you're our first qualifier. Dave Andrews, are you going to do, how can we get the book, Pops and Sunshine? It's a great read. It's a really neat novel to take to the beach. You know, really, it's you know, and plus you learn about what it's like to be on the, I learned so much. about the women's game and the things girls go through from Hawaii and from around the country and around the world who end up playing on the LPGA Tour. How can we get your book?
Well, right now I'm going through some changes in marketing it, so it's not available currently. I had it for sale on my website, but I'm making some changes. I'll have some announcement probably next month or so. I'm trying to get it to a mainstream publisher so everybody can get it in their bookstores. But we'll have some news about that hopefully in a month or so. But the story was inspired by the Girls on the Futures Tour and trying to live out their dream to make it to the LPGA. And it's a fictional look at what these players go through in real life and the dreams and struggles and the how they have to go through this long, tedious season trying to make the LPGA. And I think I captured a little bit of the emotion and spirit and inspiration of these girls as they try to fulfill their dreams. And I put it into a fictitious story that I think sort of told the story of what happens in real life, but, you know, with some stretches of the imagination, which is obviously true for fiction. But I think it would give anybody an idea that doesn't know that much about the women's pro game and how players make it to the LPGA. It'd give them a good idea of what they go through to get there.
You did a great job. Really, really good job. Are you going to do a follow-up?
Well, I'm working on that now. I'm working on the sequel, but I'm more putting more of my time into getting the book out mainstream, and I've got a couple of producers out in Hollywood looking at the screenplay, and that would be a movie. I sort of envisioned it as a screenplay when I first wrote the story, and I wrote the novel and the screenplay sort of at the same time, and I think it makes a good book, but I think it'd make a wonderful movie, so I'd love to. I'm putting a lot of my efforts into trying to promote the screenplay now and see if I can get it picked up by someone in Hollywood. I think it's time for another. There hasn't been a good golf film produced by Hollywood for many years, and there's never been one produced about the women's pro game. So, you know, being the fan I am of the LPGA and the Dermot Futures Tour, I'd just love to see that get out there on the big screen to show people around the country what it's all about. And so that's what I'm putting most of my emphasis on right now.
I love it. I love it. I got to ask you a question. Bob Kane, you know, he did a golf show for many years, wrote a great book, Nothing Major. It's a collection of stories. What's one of the funniest things that's happened to you on a golf course?
Oh, my goodness. it's probably a caddying experience. I've caddied for so many of the girls on the Dermot Futures Tour. I can remember one playing at my home course here, and the player wasn't familiar with the course, and the very first tee shot, she sprayed her drive down into across the trees and into the adjoining fairway. And we get down there and we look at the ball and there's no way to get hardly to get back to the fairway. And I said, something came to mind. I said, well, if you play down this other fairway, you'll go over the 17th green. If you can get down there, then there's a gap where you can go up over the trees and make it to the first green. It was a par five, as it turns out. But she said, really, you can do that? Because she had no idea where I was telling her to hit the ball. And I said, yeah, I said, I've seen good players do it before. I could never do it myself, but I said, I've seen good players do it. And she said, all right, I'll try it. And as soon as she said, okay, I'll try it, I said, oh, God, this could turn into about a 12 on this hole if she doesn't hit two perfect shots. And so I was very nervous. But sure enough, she hit a great second shot. She hit a good third shot right up, got it over these tall trees and landed it just short of the green. And
Tipped
up 3 feet and made the putt for par. And I was never, you know, I was so nervous that she was going to get about an 8 or a 9 or a 10 on that hole, her very first hole of the tournament. But you know, that shows you what these young women players are made of. They are good golf. You've seen them play, Danielle. You know how good they are. And
yes, I do.
They got all the shots. They don't hit it as far as the men, but I'll tell you, you get them around the green, you get them on the green or, you know, out of sand traps, approach shots, you know, they can stick it with the best of them and they can score. And, you know, they are wonderful athletes. And I've been so impressed over the years watching these girls play in person when I caddy for them or on TV. I just wish I had half their games and my own game. And
don't we all? Gosh, I know. I want to congratulate Eric Chong, calling in from town, whichever town it may be. It's probably Honolulu. Most of us call Honolulu town, and then we've got all the, you know, Pearl City, Kaneohe, Kailua, but probably on Oahu, I imagine, or Wailuku. You could be in Wailuku for all I know. Nah. Eric, your congratulations. You're one of our qualifiers, and next week we'll be drawing the winner of our Aloha Team Classic Flyaway in October. Dave Andrews, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a real pleasure talking to you.
Always my pleasure to talk with you, Danielle. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon. Keep me apprised of what you're going to do with your book so I can let the word out on how to get a hold of a copy of Pops and Sunshine. Okay?
I will do. Thanks a lot, and have a great day out there.
Thank you very much. We're going to be back with Travis Jerger, the head professional, talk about Patriot Golf Day and this whole weekend of raising money for the Folds of Honor Foundation. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And welcome back. We took an early break so we can talk with Travis Jerger, the head professional at Ko'olina, for a long time. We've also got, you know, back in 2007, I never know whether to call it 2007. Travis, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Dan Rooney is going to explain exactly what is happening this weekend. But you've got a very exciting demo day happening. Yep. Tell us about the demo day.
Okay. Well, it's from 9 to 12 today, and it's featuring Titleist. And Titleist is one of the title sponsors for Patriot Golf Day nationwide. And so Neil Takaro with Titleist, he'll be out here with all the clubs that Titleist offers, from driver to wedge to putter. And also, he'll be doing a free ball fitting for anybody that attends the event. And so that'll be a good opportunity for people that don't really know what type of ball they should be playing or what would best suit their game. So we actually have him out here, and he's going to we weren't supposed to say this in advance, but he's going to be providing free golf balls for those that choose free ball fitting.
Okay, you know, and ball fittings. People say, ball fitting? What are you talking about? Ball fitting? I've heard of it before. And, you know, a lot of people stand in front of the piles and piles and stacks of golf balls and say, well, do I want this soft one? Or do I want this double core? Do I want this one with it's all these questions, you know? So what you're going to do, I guess, is he's going to have them hit the ball and talk to them about the feel. Because, you know, sometimes, what if you're better at your short game than you are at driving? Would you want a different ball? You know, give up something on the drive because when you hit the ball hard, you know, the compression is different than when you hit the ball soft and you want more feel. So all of those questions you can ask Neil today at this ball fitting, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They have pretty much five main golf balls that they sell. The Pro V1, the Pro V1X, the NXT Tour, the NXT, and the DT Solo. But basically what he'll do is he'll ask you some very important questions, you know, about your game and what you look for in a golf ball. Do you want more feel around the green? Do you want more distance off the tee? You know, what is your focus? Where do you need the help the most? And he'll basically set you up with a ball that works best for you.
Excellent. Now, let's listen. Back in 07, I talked with Dan Rooney. It was the first year that Patriot Golf Day started.
Yeah.
And it was on September 1st on that year. Now it's this whole weekend. There was just a handful of Hawaii golf courses that were involved. Now it's pretty much all of them.
All of them. Yeah, all of them.
His joy was the idea that all courses, there would be 100% participation in Hawaii.
Yep.
And this is how he explained what this money is for. And I think that's really what's important, is that we get an understanding of why they're raising money.
Yeah.
And my background, as we talked about Patriot Golf Day, I mean, that was one of my inspirations for it. It's the untold story. And they're not only behind the people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and have given their lives for our freedoms, but also those who have been wounded, which is over 33,000 and counting between Iraq and Afghanistan. So there's a whole generation of folks out there that need our help and support. And when I returned, my background is I'm an F-16 pilot in the 125th Fighter Squadron here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I fly F-16s about 10 days a month, and then the rest of the month I'm a PGA golf professional at our course in Grand Haven, Michigan. So I spend time commuting back and forth between the two places. But when I returned back from my most recent tour in 2005 over there, I was just compelled to continue to do something to help these families and these soldiers, because the real heroes are the Army and the Marines that are on the ground over there fighting the ground war. And there's, you know, there's a tremendous need. There's a lot of injuries. There are a lot of people who are being killed in action. And to be able to support them at least some level, on an emotional level, letting them know that we care about them, we appreciate their sacrifice, we acknowledge that, but also to help them financially. And my foundation, the Fallen Heroes Foundation, is specifically geared toward education. We've got some strategic partners. We're working with Wounded Warriors. They provide kind of rehabilitation, vacation-type housing for them, working with a few other groups out there. But specifically for us, it's college, trade school, med school, law school, whatever it is, to be able to give those dollars to not only the children but the spouses of soldiers who have been disabled or killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we started hosting a golf tournament, which was an easy and a natural progression for me as a PGA member and a golf course owner to say, well, we'll just give up the golf course for the day. We'll get people out there. We'll get sponsors. And that was tremendously successful. And we raised, you know, nearly $40,000. And, yeah, that's good, but I knew that there was a much larger need out there for these families. And based on the response that I got, it was very evident to me, certainly in West Michigan, that there were a great number of patriots that were lying latent that haven't been asked to contribute in any way and haven't been given a vehicle by which to contribute. And so what led me to the idea in February for Patriot Golf Day, which basically has become a reality. And as you said, working with the PGA of America, the United States Golf Association, Golf Digest, National Golf Course Owners, Golf Course Superintendents Association. It's amazing the people who have jumped on this. And I think its beauty is in the simplicity, and that it's a go play golf on September 1st, which is Labor Day weekend, and give an extra dollar. Many clubs are just raising their green fee by a dollar. Private clubs are taking donations through the membership in that way. But it's just, it's going like gangbusters, and it's really, really exciting to think of the lives that we're going to be able to change because of the, you know, the exponential caring, giving nature of the golf community all over this great country.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and I want to thank Dan Rooney for coming up with the idea, the concept of just one added dollar. You know, it's such a small amount when you think of it. But you've taken it one step further at Ko'olina for your members. Can you tell us what you're doing?
Oh, well, we're doing a lot, and I could probably go on and on, but basically...
You can. It's all right.
Yeah, okay, good. We got some time. Well, actually, we started raising money August 1st, and this Monday will be the end of the fundraising, but for the month of August, we've offered our active duty military and retired military personnel, you know, discounted rates off their green fees. But more importantly, you know, as far as fundraising goes for this great foundation is that we've offered discounted rates to basically anybody that plays our golf course. All they have to do is make a $5 donation, and we give them a discounted rate on their green fees. So that has been a big fundraiser for us. For the foundation, but we also have Patriot Golf Day golf balls. You donate $2 or more, you get a golf ball. We have a Scotty Cameron, which is sponsored by Titleist, Scotty Cameron putter that we are raffling off. And so with a $10 donation, you get to put in your name for the putter, and we're going to be doing the drawing today at our clinic. And then also, we've got a par 3 contest all weekend out on hole number 12 with the waterfall when you first pull in the resort here at Ko'olina.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they'll you pay $10, and if you hit the green from the tee box, you get a 15-pack of Pinnacles with the Patriot Golf Day logo on it as well, and that's what Titleist is part sponsor of that as well.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're raising a lot of money this year, and one thing, you know, statewide, as the Aloha section has raised close to $10,000 last year, we've tried to raise the bar this year, and we're going for $30,000. So we're not trying to double it. We're trying to triple what we brought in last year to really make an impact.
Absolutely. So also, some of the specials that you have, the minimum of the $5 donation, and then you get $20 off the round of golf?
Yep, that's correct.
So look at that. For $5, you get $20 off. It's fantastic. For military members, members of the military, active duty, you have a special as well, right?
Yeah, it's a $55 rate, and we've been offering that since August 1st, and we've had a lot of active duty and retired military come out and take advantage of that great deal. Obviously, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, sacrificing day in, day out. Not just them, but their families, and you know, we don't require a donation from them. They're already donating plenty to us. So we've been offering that $55 rate for the past month. So and that's been pretty popular.
Yeah, what is beautiful about this is, you know, if someone is wounded or dies in action, then the spouse gets the funds from this foundation to get educated, to get a job.
Yeah, no. It's spouse and children. So
and the children, exactly.
Yeah, so they've touched over 100,000 people already, and I mean, it's such a great cause, I mean, if you go to the website foldsofhonor.org, you can see some, you know, you can read some stories on how this foundation has impacted the lives of, you know, the spouses and the children of servicemen that had either been killed in the line of duty or injured. So it's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. Okay, we've got the demo day and golf clinic. What is the golf clinic going to be about?
It's about the short game. You know, we all know that that's where we can save the most strokes, and that's what we really need to work on versus hitting those, you know, those drivers on the driving range. You know, although that looks like a glamorous thing to hit a long drive, but
it is,
you know, we're touching on the short game today. So we're going to hopefully help people learn how to save some strokes around the green. We'll teach them anything from the chip shot, pitch shot, the flop shot, all the above. Maybe a trick shot. We'll see about that, though.
Okay. Are you going to be teaching?
Yeah, I'll be teaching. Greg Nichols, our general manager, he's a PGA member as well. He'll be out here. Kevin Shimomura, and he's one of our assistant professionals, as well as Tommy Hines. We'll all be out here helping people with their short game.
That's excellent. Say hi to them all for me, would you please?
I will, of course.
We've got the demo day. Titleist will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the, hosted by Titleist, a ball fitting. It's
yep.
Find the ball that optimizes your scoring potential.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets of the short game. And then the Titleist demo day, so you can find the right equipment for your game as well.
That's right.
All of that, and then we've got the Scotty Cameron, the putter, that's
yep.
being raffled. So you can, for $10, you get into the raffle. When is the drawing for that?
The raffle is actually going to be today during the clinic.
During the clinic?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And then for $5, you get $20 off a round of golf at Olina all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and the Monday.
And Monday, that's correct.
So,
yeah.
you better hurry up and call and get your tee time, okay?
Yep.
Forget about football. Put, you know, TiVo or DVR it, whatever it is that you do. We live in that world where you can make it at your convenience. And I just want to mention that, of course, over up Turtle Bay, if you can't get to Colina, Turtle Bay is also doing something. Everybody's doing something.
Yep.
There's a tournament today at Princeville, the Prince Course. They're having a tournament starts this morning. You got to hurry over there right away, right away. Check-in is at 8. It starts at 9. It's a shotgun start, but so you can get there, you know. Okay, so you hurry up.
Yep.
Go have fun. That, hustle, hustle, yes. You know, we're probably going to have Bob Bupka join us in a little bit. I haven't heard him check in yet, but he should be calling in unless they've got the time mixed up. They're over there in Boston at the Deutsche Bank. So do you see Tiger Woods making it to the Coca-Cola Championship?
Well, it's hard to bet against the guy. I would say so, yeah.
there's this thing on the PGA Tour website that, you know, doesn't have him making it.
Really?
Yeah.
Never count the guy out.
That's what I said, too. You know, he just shot a 65. You know, he opened with a 72. He shot a 65. I bet anytime anybody puts something like that out there, you know, that Tiger Woods... I'm sure that, you know, something happens inside of him that just makes him play stronger. But
yeah.
the guy's ferocious, you know. He's
a competitor, yeah.
He's a competitor, and he's competing with himself, and that's why he gets so upset with himself. You know, the thing about
high expectations,
very high expectations.
Yeah, and as he should, yeah.
And that's one of the things that people, when they're on the golf course, you know, it's really hard. I want to talk to you a little bit about how you teach the game. What do you do when somebody loses their cool in the whole process? You know, somebody who's got the club flinging, the name calling themselves name. They're not calling you a name. They're not.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're calling themselves. They're using foul language. They're not using it at you. They're using it themselves and at what they've done. That's the whole sad part about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're putting all this negative energy that's going to affect you, too, but it's really directed at themselves. How do you help a person who's got that kind of a problem?
Well, you know, I think, you know, everybody has those moments where they get a little frustrated or they get down on themselves, and, you know, the reality of it is that it just spills over into the next hole and the next hole and the next hole until, you know, they get over it. And, you know, just, you know, explaining... you know, to the person, hey, you know, this is going to affect you for the next couple holes unless you get over it. And, you know, try to give them kind of like a sober confession, if you will. That's probably not the right word, but, you know, kind of, you know, bring them back down to earth and show them reality and saying, hey, you know, this type of attitude is not going to make things better for you. It's only going to make, you know, the rest of your round worse and worse and worse. Because that's what it is. I mean, golf is such a difficult game, and there's a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, throughout the course of 18 holes, you're going to have good shots, you're going to have bad shots, and understanding that you got to be even keeled and you got to just stick with it and keep plugging away, and just expect, you got to expect some bad shots from time to time, So
just give your all, mm-hmm. and then you have to accept what comes.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And then just go to the next. I mean, really easy to talk about that.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you get all upset with yourself. You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
A lot of this that embarrassment. I think if we just try to remember that everybody's just as embarrassed about their own game, they're not really paying attention to me, are they? Or are they?
maybe.
If you happen to be playing with a group of guys or girls that like to chide you, or even give you grief, that's one thing. That's a good point. Yeah. Now, for you're going to be practicing the short game today,
correct?
In the clinic. But
yep.
So everybody go out to Ko'olina, and how much and what time? How much costs and what time?
It's from 9 to 12. The demo day today, but the clinic. We'll probably start at about 9:15, 9:30, give people a chance to get out here. I know that people listening right now, if they want to get out here, we got to give them some time to get out here to make it. So we'll do it at about 9:15, 9:30. We'll wait for those last minute stragglers, and we'll get going at that time.
Excellent. And for those people who want to learn how to get a little bit more distance off the tee, do you have something that they can work on?
Yeah, practice. No.
Every golf magazine tells me that if I just do this, I'll get 30 more yards. And if I just did that, I'd get another, if I just did, and it's so confusing. It just drives me crazy. Some people won't even read those magazines anymore. They don't even pick them up because one thing says this, another thing says that. It's all so confusing.
I've got two simple tips. And one, and I'll touch on it, is relaxed power, loosening up your grip pressure and relaxing and swinging smooth is so much better than swinging out of control with a tight grip and tense muscles. If you just, even at a desk or standing up, whatever it may be, if you make a fist and clench your hand, pretty tight, and you start feeling the rest of the parts of your body, and just feel how your forearm, your bicep, your tricep, your shoulders, your back, it activates all those muscles just by squeezing your hand real tight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can feel how tense
yep.
your whole body gets.
Yes. Yes.
And so if you grip that club extremely tight, you're gonna have no power. You'll have some, but you're not going to maximize your power. And so when people say relaxed power, it basically means staying relaxed, not, choking the grip, choking the life out of the grip, and keeping your swing fluid and rhythmic and flowing. That's a huge thing. So light grip pressure, that's real simple. Second thing is, which, you'll get better with over time with practice, but centerness of contact is a key thing. If you're hitting, the ball about a quarter of an inch towards the heel or a quarter of an inch towards the toe rather than right in the center, right on the sweet spot, it's amazing how much yardage you lose. On a, basic 5-iron shot, you'll lose at least 15 to 20 yards by missing the sweet spot by a quarter of an inch, and that's a real small difference from the center, but there's a lot of you lose a lot of yardage by missing the center of the club face. So by loosening up your grip pressure and working on centerness of contact, and a lot of people say, hey, well, how do you do that? First, if you can't feel if you're hitting it in the center of the club face or not, you need to get some impact tape. They've got face tape that you can buy, where it's like a little decal where you just put it right on the face of the club. You'll hit a shot, and there'll be an imprint of where the ball made contact on the face. So it's instant feedback of where that ball made contact, right?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and it's simple and it's easy, and impact tape is cheap. It's like a couple bucks. But, you know, the difference between hitting it in the center of the club face and maybe a quarter of an inch towards the toe or heel is amazing. And that's something that the best players in the game do. They consistently hit it in the center of the club face. And, you know, if you look at a professional's set of irons especially, and you look at right on the center, they hit so many balls that you'll start to see not a quarter size, not a half dollar size, but you'll see a dime size dot right in the center of the club face.
Wow.
And that's where they're making contact over and over and over and over again. And that's what, you know, a big part of what makes them the best players in the game is that they're consistently hitting it in the center of the club face. And, you know, that's a big reason why they hit it so far.
Wow.
They hit it right on the sweet spot every time.
May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Yeah.
That's what I say at the end of my show.
we do that maybe one or two times around.
I know that brings us right back to the game every time. I actually hit it right in the right place. Oh, my God.
It's that one shot out of 100.
Did you hear that sound? Did you hear that sound? Wow. Well, you've been so good. So at 9:15, the clinic starts. Short game, Ko'olina, demo day, Titleist and ball fittings, and we're not supposed to tell you this, but if you go have a free ball fitting, you'll probably walk away with something that you'll really, really like.
Free golf balls. We all love that, right?
So go to Ko'olina now. Go now and have a great time. Thank you so much, Travis Jurger. Can we do this again?
Anytime.
For no reason.
There's no reason. Why not?
So just to get, you know, just to get more golf tips from you. You have a great way of explaining things. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. You have a great weekend.
You
and,
too.
I hope all the golf courses out there, we raise a lot of money for the Folds of Honor. And, you know, just everyone remember why we're doing this. And it's for the military. Thanks for your service and past service. So thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Bob Bupka is joining us over at Deutsche Bank. They got real close to having that Hurricane Earl. Where's Earl? Bob, good morning.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, and Tiger's pretty good. You know, yesterday and the day before that, all he heard about was Earl was coming here, and the way he behaved, he was a little nervous, I think, that maybe his father was going to reprimand him, and then the Earl doesn't show up, and Tiger goes out and shoots 6 under par 65 today.
Oh, Bob, only you would make the Earl. I didn't even come close to making the Earl combination. Yes, his dad blew in, shook him up a little bit, and said, okay, buddy, get your act together, play some golf. And so, sure enough, he did, shot a 65. But you
did.
Yeah.
And exciting times here because Deutsche Bank extended for another 2 years. Seth Waugh, the CEO, a great guy, actually grew up in the little town that this golf course is situated in Norton, Massachusetts, and met with the commissioner the other day. They put some ink on paper, and Deutsche Bank is going to be around now for a couple of more years. That's good news for golf fans everywhere.
Absolutely, especially since Nationwide is pulling out in 2012, I guess, to do something with the PGA Tour, but not with the beginning and end. They're looking. So everything is in flux. It's just one of those things, including who do you think is going to be Player of the Year?
Well, that is a wonderful question, and I wish that you had the answer for me, because then when I go on other radio shows, I could give them the right answer, and they'd say, boy, that Bob is smart. Otherwise, it's a... I'm going to throw a name out at you, and I bet you're not going to possibly believe me, but Tiger Woods has a heck of a shot at being Player of the Year, because if he wins this week, wins next week, and wins the Tour Championship, he's Player of the Year again.
No kidding. You think so?
I mean, it's possible.
It is possible. Okay. All right. Interesting thought.
Now, if Phil Mickelson wins one of the next three, and nobody besides him does anything outstanding that's in the running, then Phil Mickelson would be Player of the Year because of the major at the Masters.
Yes.
and a second win. There's five guys right now with two victories. Any one of them, if they were to go on to victory, then they would probably become player of the year. It really is a wide open race, and that's good for golf because we've got people talking about it, thinking about it, chatting about it when they have to wait to tee off on one of the great golf courses in the state of Hawaii.
Yeah, we're looking so much. You're coming to the SBS Championship, right?
Yes, and matter of fact, I told the SBS people that this year I really want to do a bang-up job, and the only way I can do that is proper preparation. So I think I'm getting there around November 15th.
Yeah. So you can, just immerse yourself into the entire experience. I just love it. So right now in the lead is Brant Snedeker, Luke Donald, who's not playing on the Ryder Cup. What did you think of Colin Montgomery's decision about leaving?
No, Luke Donald was the one that was picked, Justin Rose.
Luke Donald is playing. What do you think of his decision to leave out Casey and Justin Rose?
Danielle, I'll put it to you this way. If I was on your show 5 years ago and we were discussing European Ryder Cup prospects, yes, and I said, well, we'll have a guy once that's in the top 10 in the world. He won't be good enough to make the team. Paul Casey's ranked 8 in the world. We'll also have a guy that wins two very prestigious events on the PGA Tour, Memorial Jacks Tournament and the AT&T, and he's not going to be on the team. So the European side, extremely, extremely strong. I love the Molinari pick I think the brothers are going to be awesome together.
Yep.
Harrington, I thought, had to be on there. He's a three-time major winner. You cannot leave him off. So I think Monty and Luke Donald is steady Eddie, and he adds to the chemistry. He's a kind of a good guy to have in the locker room, and I think that weighed in heavily on Monty's decision.
Yeah, okay. Well, Matt Janella, the travel editor, senior travel editor for Golf Digest, is joining us, too. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Are you you're in Long Island?
I am, yes.
Yes, is there any...
Where in Long Island, Matt?
I'm in Bridgehampton right now.
Oh. I was only born and raised 4 miles down the road in Sag Harbor.
Oh, Sag Harbor.
Yeah. And I just had lunch with Marty Hackle. So.
Oh, yeah, baby. Mr. Style. He's one of my favorites.
He said he would buy me a new outfit just for the sheer pleasure of burning all of my clothes.
I love it. Sometimes I'm walking down the hall and he reminds me I should turn on the light in the morning when I get dressed.
I tell you what you do tomorrow, Matt. Tomorrow morning you go in the Bridgehampton Candy Kitchen. You tell George, the owner, that I'm buying you breakfast and we'll treat you to a free breakfast.
Listen to me. I'm walking into the Candy Kitchen as soon as we hang up this phone. I'm having breakfast there.
Well, you walk over and make sure George is there because he knows on these arrangements I don't go over $4 for breakfast, so I don't want you to think that you can go crazy.
That's only going to get you a piece of candy at the Candy Kitchen. That's
I thought it would get you a cup of coffee.
Hey, Danielle, let me give you an idea of what Bridgehampton, East Ham, Southampton is all about. Yesterday, we were preparing for a hurricane, so everybody was running out and getting supplies. They were getting lobsters. They were getting Kobe beef. They were getting Pellegrino. That's what you get when you're in the Hamptons when the hurricanes come.
And it didn't cost $4.
Forget the plywood. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay. Bob Bupka, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. We need to take a break and come back and talk to Matt Janella about some of the things that, you know, he could crash your party at any moment. You never know when the Matt Janella is going to come and sabotage you. Well, we'll explain it all right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA, Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville, and online all the time at RadioGolfClub.com, live and archived. Matt Janella works for Golf Digest. Isn't that amazing? You're on with Bob, and you're in Long Island. You're about to walk into the place that he's recommending you go for breakfast. Of course, it's lunch, but I thought that was pretty serendipitous somehow.
The world is flat. The world is flat, Daniel.
Yeah, we're learning about that all the time. You have something that I alluded to, the Golf Digest ambush. And I guess every month you ambush people?
A very positive sense of the term. But we sort of hatched this idea a few years ago to celebrate buddies trips, these annual getaways that, mostly men, but some women take as well. And we had them, once we realized that everybody's doing this and we were talking around the office, we said, we'll have people send in their itinerary, tell us where they're going. I'll pick a winner each month and show up in the middle of their trip, give them gifts, cigars, golf balls, sunglasses, hats, golf bag to the one that sent in the itinerary, because without them that we wouldn't be there. So we give them a golf bag, and I hang out for a day and a half, and I take pictures and come back and tell their story, where they're from. How much they pay for their trip, why they go there, what brought them all together, where do they know each other from, and it's been a great part of what is a great job.
That is fantastic. And do you tell these people in advance that they've been picked, or do you just like show up and say, hey, you're the winner?
Yeah, no, they know they're a finalist because I have to go back to them and get more information from them about specifics. Usually they don't give me the details in the itinerary I need to know where I need to stay and what point I'm going to show up. So they know they got a kind of sense, but then I show up and then they, I've seen grown men cry. It's unbelievable, because they're so excited that they get to share their story with readers. I think everybody thinks they're on the greatest buddies trip of all. Uh-huh. And, because it's theirs, because they've tailored it to what they love about golf and who they like to play it with and where they like to go to do it. And so it's, when they get to share that, when it starts dawning on them that they're going to be able to tell their story to more than just the, you know, the seven people in the room or the eight people in the room or the 80 people in the room, however big they are.
Mm-hmm.
It hits them, you know.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool. That's a wonderful thing to do. You're so lucky.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous. I like this one. This you know, the ridiculous one of the, when I say you're so lucky, there comes with it going about, you know, a lot of people wouldn't plan on going out to play a round of golf in 106 degree temperatures, right?
There are very few days where this actually feels like a job. 2 weeks ago, I was in San Antonio playing golf, reporting a story for the November issue, and it was 106 degrees, and it was humid. It wasn't like, oh, it's 106, oh, that's dry heat. No, this was Hawaii heat at 106.
I can't imagine. And you're playing golf. How much water did you drink? My God, man.
I had eight. This always trips me out, and I'm sure it does to everybody. You can't drink enough water in those situations. I had 8 bottles of water and did not have to go to the bathroom. It was. I'm not kidding. I mean, and I actually said at one point, this feels hotter than Hawaii. You know, I've been in some hot days in Hawaii where you just don't want to move. But
yeah.
This was intense. It was. I said goodbye to Texas. Delightfully so. I'm out.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Aloha for sure. In this case, aloha was goodbye.
Yes. Yes. Oh, goodness. Well, I can't wait to read about that. I'll have that picture of you drinking copious amounts of water and never having to find the restroom. That's one.
Yeah.
San Diego. We have Alex Ching, played in the U.S. Amateur, went down Peter Uihlein, who ended up winning the U.S. Amateur, took out our island boy, Alex Ching. He plays for U.S. San Diego. He was going to be on the show, but I think he's there in the middle of practice right about now. You have a story coming out about San Diego. It's a lovely town.
Yes, I do. Yeah, just it's coming out at this month's issue, in the October issue. And I say in it that if I could live anywhere else, I have a brother in Hawaii, actually, and I have a brother who lives in San Diego, and I live in New York, and I've always said that if I could live anywhere else other than New York, which I love, it would be San Diego. It puts me a little closer to my brother in Hawaii, but also San Diego is perfect. It's 72 degrees every day. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's a lot, and it's nice, too. They've really done marvelous things with the city. You know, lamplight district and all that. And what were you doing in San Diego?
So I played, you know, in every case I do, in every month I do what's called an away game. And I, in addition to the ambush, I tell other people's stories, travel stories in the ambush. In the away game, I tell my travel story. So sort of where I went, what I saw, where I played, where I stayed, and where I ate, and a little local knowledge items. And in San Diego, I went and played two of the sort of the best public courses, not only in the area, but I think they're two of the best in the country. And then sort of two high-profile, expensive courses, resort courses that my buddies had told me about. So I played Coronado, which is a muni on over the Coronado Bridge. I love it. It's for $35. You know, you play the last four holes along the San Diego Bay. It's
wow.
Fantastic.
Wow, I think
they get over 100,000 rounds there a year.
Yeah, I heard
math on that.
Yeah, and I heard Phil Mickelson likes to play that course.
Yeah,
it's a very, very, very popular course. Where else did you play?
So I played Torrey Pines South, because you can't go to San Diego and not. I just think it's kind of weird to not go and not play Torrey. So I love, you know, that's undefeated. And then I went to I played Madeiras, and which is a Johnny Miller course. And it's pretty good. And then I played the Grand at Del Mar, which is the hotel I stayed at, which, if money's not an object, I would definitely stay at the Grand Del Mar.
Excellent. I like how you qualified that. That's very, very good. I got to ask you, you had a Q&A with Michael Waltrip. You know, when I was from the NASCAR, at one point in my life, on the weekends, I would go out to the Hawaii Raceway park at Campbell Industrial Park, and I would do the lap. I would count laps for the stock car races. We had the minis, the mini modifieds, the stock cars, and they would, you know, they'd go round and round and round, and I'd have to.
That's what they do.
They do. They go round and round and round. Yes, it was another quarter mile, you know. But I have to write down all the numbers of the guys and then see who, make sure everybody was not. Well, it was insane. But you're a NASCAR fan.
Well, I am not a NASCAR fan at all.
Actually. No. You're not?
Just sort of, but what I will, and I just wrote a blog about this, about my Michael Waltrip Q&A, which, you know, he's an avid golfer. He's a 20 handicap, but for, and, you know, I think he's pretty well liked by NASCAR fans. But as I say in my blog, I don't watch NASCAR at all unless I happen to turn on that final lap. You know, if you can kind of catch, you know, when it's like five wide with seven to go or whatever, like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, when they're starting to say that stuff, I love that part of the race. But the, and I happen to remember, I was watching the 2001 Daytona 500, and Darrell Waltrip gets the job at Fox as an analyst, and he's in the booth, and Michael Waltrip is winning the race and during the last lap, and Darrell Waltrip coaches Michael Waltrip in. Like, you know, it's a big homer call. Like, he's rooting for his brother. Meantime, Dale Earnhardt hits the wall and dies in that same lap.
Oh.
And it's crazy. So I linked to that YouTube clip. And if you don't remember, if you're sort of a, I'm just a kind of a casual, you know, NASCAR fan, it's unbelievable TV. It's bizarre.
And, wow.
So, and yeah, I linked to that on my blog. And in addition to the entire Q&A with Michael Waltrip.
Where's your blog?
It's on Golf Digest.
GolfDigest.com, and I just go and can find your blog. You know that Bob Bupka is still with us. Bob, I didn't know you were still here.
Oh, yeah, I am, Danielle. I just wanted to ask Matt if he's going to be playing Shinnecock and National this afternoon, ambushing anybody.
Yeah, no, I'm a man of the people, Bob. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out to Montauk Downs. You know, I have not played Shinnecock or National, and I've kind of realized that my whole shtick in this golf industry is to sort of be the voice of public golf and public golfers. And no Shinnecock or National for me.
All right, but if you want that story, you go to the Sag Harbor Golf Club. I mean, that is the home of American golf. And after the round, they play for like $3, but nobody gets the money. It all goes to beer. And the guys that play that don't drink, they get more invites to keep playing because the guys that do drink know there will be more money for them. Sag Harbor Golf Club is one of the great all-time stories that you would ever want to write about.
I'm on it.
Good man.
It reminds me of Kahuku, right? Isn't Kahuku the little
nine-hole
course on the North Shore?
Yes, Kahuku is one of the most beautiful nine-hole. It is awesome. It's right on.
I love it. It,
don't you love Kahuku Golf Course?
I mean, I love this. Is I always say that it's on the same. This is on the same piece of sort of land as Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay, you're going to pay, you know, whatever, $150. You can go down to Kahuku, play more holes along the water than at Turtle Bay, and you got for $5.
Yeah, I know, and it's gorgeous. You can play. There's nine holes. You never get bored with it, and because the wind is always coming from a different place.
And people are playing in flip flops, and or you guys, I think you guys call them sandals or something. My niece gives me a hard time if I call my
rubber slipper bra, rubber slipper bra.
Yeah, slippers. That's right.
Rubber slipper.
Hey, the dress of the day down Sag Harbor is Bermuda shorts, black socks, and sneakers. That's what they wear when they and cut off t-shirts with a cigarette pack rolled up in the sleeve.
Oh, good.
Then you're well dressed.
It's all the same. I love it. That is, I agree. I feel like that's what golf needs to, that's what we need more of. We need more of that happening across the country. I am blown away how exclusive we have made golf. It just drives me nuts. I mean, we've got to get back to kids and slippers and hats backwards.
Yes.
People out there having fun playing the game.
Exactly. Make it. It's like it's got to be more like bowling, man.
Yeah. What's the public golf course just down the street from Prince from Princeville on Kauai? What's the?
I'm thinking of Waiahu on Maui. All of a sudden, I know exactly what you mean. It's one of the most famous courses because it's where all the guys.
Yeah.
It's
just down the street from Princeville.
Oh, God.
Between the airport and Princeville.
No, I know.
Let's get somebody on that knows about Hawaiian golf. Yeah. They'll have that answer.
Aye,
is right.
Anyway, it's another one of those.
Wailua. Wailua.
Wailua. So it's another one of those courses where you play Princeville. It's good. It's great. I mean, you know, for $200, I don't know. I'd rather, you know, to go down the street and play Wailua, I had a blast there.
Yes.
I paired up with some local guys, took all the money in my wallet. You know, I was they fleeced me. It was great.
It was great. We've got a trip for 5 days to Maui to stay at the Outrigger Napili Shores. You're going to go on Go Mokulele Airlines. If you call in and win from the mainland, you just have to get to Oahu. From here, we'll get you to Maui on Go Mokulele. You'll have 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores. You'll have 6 days with your Hertz rent a car. You'll have a round of golf at Ka'anapali, the Kai or the Royal, and you'll be a part of the Aloha Team Classic. It's the Aloha Team Classic. The number to call is 808-296-5467. I've got about 3 minutes. So I want to thank you, Bob Bupka, so much for being on this show.
And I want to invite Matt to come on our new show called The Grill Room on XM Sirius, XM 146, Sirius 209. I think, Matt, I love your cause about let's take golf back to the American public and let's not make it just for the rich people. And Matt's telling me this story while he's in Bridgehampton, one of the richest towns in all of the United States.
Yeah, but he's absolutely right.
But you know what, Bob? I'm going to go down the street and hit balls at Poxybog driving range, and I mean it's golf. It's real golf.
And when you leave Poxybog, go down 114 from East Hampton. You go right past Sag Harbor Golf Club. Go pull in there. Should be good time. You'll get a free beer. I guarantee you.
I love it. You have now told me about cheap golf. You're going to buy my breakfast, and I'm going to get free beer.
How could you beat that, Matt?
Yeah.
Bob, you're my new best friend. You just trumped Marty Hackle as my new best friend.
That was easy to do.
And it was all because you were on the show here, the Golf Club Radio Show in Hawaii. How does that work?
I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I got to run. Nice talking with you, Matt. Beautiful job, Danielle. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. You know, if you want to follow Matt Janella on Twitter, find out where he is. It's Where's Matty G? At Where's Matty G? And go to golfdigest.com and check out his blog. And send in where you. How do I get to be ambushed by you?
Yeah, if you go to golfdigest.com, you probably the easiest way, believe it or not, is to Google Golf Digest Ambush. And entry form, and there's a link to it. But it's on our website under courses and travel, and actually there's a link to it on my blog as well. There's an ambush entry form link. So
excellent.
And just what you go is you go on there and you tell, you know, write a little thing, tell me why your trip is unique and when you go and how long you've been going, and I pick a winner every month. And
excellent.
I just did ambush number 30 this month. So yeah.
So if we if somebody, you know, plans a staycation from Kauai or goes to Kauai for a Wailua, or if they want to come Turtle Bay and play up at the Kahuku nine-hole course, that you would come for something like that too? Doesn't have to.
Yeah. No, I'm in. I've been to, you know, the middle of Nebraska and the sticks of Michigan.
Okay.
I go. That's part of the fun is to I ambush people that. For $248, they get 3 nights of lodging and 3 days of unlimited golf. I mean,
excellent.
You know, these people have found, these are the experts of Buddy's Golf.
All right. We got to wrap the show. Thanks so much. Can we talk again, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever. I love it.
Okay, great. We'll talk again. Matt Janella, Golf Digest. Thank you for making this show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Excellent service, expert knowledge. Work and product you can depend on. That's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp, or it's an auto accident, or you're recovering from, you know, surgery. Moon Physical Therapy. Therapy that achieves results. The the computer doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, a desktop, a laptop, you bring it in, you want them to come to you because your network's down. Computer doctor, always on call. And Floors of Hawaii, the only company in Hawaii that recycles their carpet. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com. And you can always get the show at radiogolfclub.com. I want to thank you for your mana. Next week, we'll pull the winner of our Aloha Team Classic Flyaway. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.